Hello and welcome to the Court Jester on Easter Sunday. I am Cleo Pethenu, medievalist and storyteller, and today I bring you a story that's very appropriate for the Easter season. The story talks about a priest who had to tell the Passion story, but halfway through he had to wing it. And it should teach you some really important lessons about the value of performance. So without further ado, and without any need for content warning, let's go! I have a wonderful story to tell you about a priest, and one that wasn't too smart at that. It was Good Friday, at the start of God's service, and the priest had put on his clothes and his vestments, and he was perfectly clad for his duties, and everyone was amassed in church, and they were all waiting for him. Usually he had his books, where everything was written in, and he would mark the spot with a bit of straw. But as fortune had it, as he went looking, he didn't find his straw. And then he couldn't find his place. He began to look through all the pages in the book, but he could have hunted until doomsday and wouldn't find where the Passion was. And he really needed to find it fast. The peasants were all in a hurry and he was making them wait, and making them wait when they've been fasting for the entirety of Lent was making them edgy. Because there's only one thing worse than a hungry person, and that's a hungry person that's being made to wait when they're promised food. So they started grumbling, and the priest was stalling, and it would be dinner time soon, but I digress, and now that's me delaying things. Everyone was sitting down fidgeting, and so the priest had only one choice. He started reading something, but did it so fast that no one could tell what he was talking about. And suddenly he raised his voice and said, "Dixit Dominus Domino Meo," or something of the sort that sounded like the right thing to say. And everyone looked up. They recognized the words. It means dinner is coming. The priest followed whatever was written in his book, reading it fast and silently and mumbling between his teeth. No one could hear a word until suddenly he shouted, "Barabbas!" And everyone thought, "Yes, that's the right text." And they started crying and beating their breasts in contrition, and seeing that this was working for his audience, he went back to mumbling. And mumbling he went on, until a few minutes later he shouted with all the power of a town crier, "Crucify him!" The church resounded with mayhem, and every man and every woman heard him, and everyone prayed in common to save them from eternal torment and to take pity in the Passion of the Lord. But his clerk caught up on him. And as he was starting to mumble again, he mumbled under his teeth as well, "It's time for you to make an end." "I won't," said the priest. "Look at that. Look at them. Have you seen such an excited audience in church before? Wait till I reach the miracles." "Oh, I don't know about that," said the clerk. "I don't think anyone in this crowd will appreciate a very lengthy Passion story. So I'd suggest you just take the tray out, collect your donations, polish off the Passion, and let's go eat something, please." Wisely spoken and wisely done, that's exactly what the priest did. And what this fablio came to show is that it doesn't really matter if you know or not what you're talking about. You can know what you're talking about and say it well. You can be talking completely rubbish and say it with confidence and an air of authority, and your audience will stay captivated throughout. And no one but a fool would doubt you. This was how the priest read the Passion story. Very appropriate for Easter. And if you did hear it on Easter Sunday and liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Court Jester. There's links in the show notes for the podcast's social media and for the podcast's Patreon page. And if you really, really like the medieval stories of the Court Jester, consider supporting the podcast as a patron. You will get bonus episodes, additional material, and other good things, and I will get a sense of achievement that I don't otherwise get. This is my labor of love, and I'm doing my best. So thank you for listening. Until next time.